I'm David Ford. Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art, SECA, is proud to announce His Golden Messenger and William Tyler as the co-headlining artist for the 10th installment of its Crossroads at SECA concert series. His Golden Messenger is led by MC Taylor, one of the finest singer-songwriters in America today. The band's fourth release, titled Poor Moon, was given a nod by none other than David Bowie, who calls it mystical country, like an eerie yellowing photograph. We're sampling from the album right now.
A gun to the head in the language of dead, I was peaceful.
What keeps me focused on a lot of these songs is the fact that I'm asking questions of myself and of my spirituality and the spirituality of those in my community and my friends, and these are questions that often have no answers.
Ain't them big as night, I think I'll call them daylight, and I'll call them once with a little song.
This idea of a God is something that is both thrilling and very troubling to me, because this idea of God has been used for brotherhood and fraternity and good, and it's been deployed as a weapon. And that's a very complicated thing for me.
You take that head on, it seems like, in Call Him Daylight, that concept, the good, the beauty, the sorting through all this. Just some things that grab me. When my ship comes in, I'm going to lose control. I'm not going to dance till my ship comes in. What's your ship coming in that case?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. It could be anything. It could be good tidings and good fortune, or it could be the catastrophe that I've been waiting for. It could be something final that has yet to arrive, but I know is imminent. I mean, it's a song about uncertainness and insecurity, I think. And it's a kind of reckoning with this kind of force, maybe, that is, I understand, to be bigger than myself, but that's all I understand so far.
God is good and it's understood, but he moves in mysterious ways. He saw it all, my fault, wrong, my rough and rowdy friends. In fact, I was getting wrecked in a Motel 6 when he showed up in the back.
Jesus shot me in the head. My initial thought was an interesting way of saying an epiphany, or, you know, a born-again moment.
That's what it's a play on, and I thought it was kind of funny. The song is meant to be sort of humorous. You know, it's something of a conversion story, but it's a story about sort of spiritual bet hedging, we'll say. The narrator in this story is hoping that his Christianity will secure him a prominent seat in heaven, should there be a heaven. Which, you know, people do it in this life all the time. You see it everywhere.
I love the language. I mean, just so straightforward when you're talking about at those pearly gates, come on and let me in. You know, just a one-on-one.
I'm gone to see the king, but oh Lord, I need a hand. Oh Lord, I need a hand. But don't be late at those pearly gates. Come on and let me in.
Singer-songwriter MC Taylor. His band, His Golden Messenger, and William Tyler will co-headline Crossroads at SECA No. 10 on Saturday, June 26th. Doors will open at 5, along with food and beverage purchases, and the concert kicks off at 7. Tickets for Crossroads at SECA No. 10 are $25 for VIP, $15 for general admission, and $10 for students. They're available now through Eventbrite, accessed through SECA's website, and you'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.